ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab me?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
Pedro Fernandez.
That man's a hero. A smart hero.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking HBO. We're talking Showbox last night. Of course, the UFC 70, that's in the bank. UFC 171 is coming up. Boxing and MMA right here on this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, feel free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Fights on ESPN and Showbox last night. Of course, tonight, HBO taking center stage with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. That's right, the fraud. I'm talking about the once-beaten super middleweight 168-pounder that came in under the weight limit for the first time in a long time yesterday. Of course, his first fight back with Brian Vera, the controversial fight of 2013, where Chavez won a decision after 12 rounds after getting lit up like a White House Christmas tree for 10 rounds. The entire fight. It was just like, I thought it was a very one-sided fight. And for Chavez to win that fight, to me, I thought was a bit of a robbery, and it stunk like day-old cod being dried in the sun. The bottom line is there's a rematch tonight, but yet, Vera's an underdog, and Vera's a smaller fighter, and Vera's lost to inferior fighters before, so bottom line is it's a sort of a toss-up. We'll talk about that more on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is also airing on the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, 3WE in Atlanta, GA. John Jones, your day's about done. Let's talk about the UFC Light Heavyweight Champion right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Season for big savings is deer season. Choose 0% financing for 60 months or get big cash off select new John Deere tractors from our one family through our powerful 6M and 6R series. These offers won't last long, so hurry in today. Offer ends April 30, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy water. Visit AlchemyWater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. 12, make it 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course, the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, but you know this. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Wars, and I've defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up, let's go to the Friday night results. Harrah's Horseshoe Restaurant, a restaurant casino in Hammond, Indiana, home of the Tornadoes. Well, guess what? Willie Monroe Jr. got a six-round decision last night. He's supposed to be a fighter of note. I thought he was Willie Monroe Sr.'s son, but that's his uncle. Willie Monroe was the guy that split a pair of fights with Marvin Hagler back in the day, like when Hagler was a green fighter before he ended up becoming champion. But Hagler came back and won all the rematches, beat him and Boogaloo Watts, another Philadelphia fighter who had beaten Hagler on decision. Bottom line is Willie Monroe Jr. is like a nephew, not a son of Willie Monroe Sr. Bottom line is, his father, or the uncle, was called the Worm. This guy sort of fights like a worm. I didn't think he won the fight last night over Donatus Baradas, who's now 18-5-1 with six KOs. Monroe 16-1 with only six. The scores were 58-56, 59-55, and 59-55, which I thought was a bit of a stretch. Okay, unbeaten Vitaly Kumalenko. We'll talk about the other Vitaly Klitschko in a minute. 22-0, 12 KOs. A second-round TKO win over Caressa Fort. Fort came in at 17-3 with a draw and 11 KOs. But bottom line is he couldn't get out of the way of any punches. Bottom line is not a good fighter. Record was better than his ability is. Bottom line is, though, Raymond Garcia was a winner. It looks like this is a pretty good fight. He stopped previously unbeaten Sergey Sena Agapico, 15-1, 15 KOs. Big puncher, okay? It was in round four. The bottom line is this fighter is a guy that might you want to keep an eye on. He's only 14-2. He's green, but if he gets better and he gets better and he gets better, see, that's what you want. You want improvement. Even if guys have losses early on, early losses in their career, you want them to get better. If they can improve, there's a chance they could ascend to the upper echelon of professional boxing. Okay, another guy on the card last night. Man, he's an old dude. He's like older than I am. Daniel Edouard, 23-5-2, 14 KOs. I think he came out of retirement 2 years. He had a gray beard and things like that. Never a good sign when you're boxing and have a gray beard, okay? Not a good sign. Brandon Adams beat him with a fifth-round TKO. 13-0 is Adams with nine KOs. Now we go to Showtime, Showbox. Pretty good card. Jay Leon Love, 17-0, a 10th-round TKO win over Vladimir Biose. Biose coming in at 15-2, leaving at 15-3. 15-3 with a two draws and seven KOs. That was the Turning Stone Resort and Casino in Verano, New York. And I did a fight there. That's where the Boxing Hall of Fame is. The International Boxing Hall of Fame is like a couple of miles away in Canasota, New York. And when I was there, I did some TV and some radio there at the Turning Stone for a Camacho fight, I think. And they didn't serve beer. I mean, I'm not a beer drinker, and I don't drink at all anymore. But that day, I wanted a beer. It was like 105 degrees. We spent a lot of time under the lights. We were inside in a tent. It was like this boiling, okay? So I went and asked for a beer. It was this big, long bar. I mean, big, long piano-like bar. And then the guy goes, we don't serve beer. I said, okay, what do you serve? He says, soft drinks. I said, nothing hard, nothing alcohol. He goes, we don't serve any alcohol here. The Oneida Tribe prohibits it. So that was a dry place, the only dry place I've been to in my life outside of out of a couple places in Utah. But the bottom line is last night they played host to, in ESPN, take it back, a Showtime card. Floyd Mayweather was there. Pretty good fights. Jay Leonova said a TKO winner over Blasi. The time was 45 seconds of the 10th round. But this was a shocker, man. You know, Ron Marshall and Eric Boccia, Ron Marshall being a boxing historian, Eric Boccia being a matchmaker for many, many promoters, including Don King and all America Presents, all kinds of different companies, still doing it, I believe, for Artie Palullo and his banner promotions out of Philadelphia. But anyway, both those guys are of the opinion that you have a glass jaw until proven otherwise. Well, guess what? Last night, super middleweight Derek Edwards, 168 pounds, he scored basically a one-punch knockout over previously unbeaten Badu Jack. Badu Jack, 16-1, now 9 KOs. Jack is Floyd Mayweather's fighter, and he was down twice, and the fight lasted like a minute and 1 second. The bottom line is, man, talk about walking into one, and you could see this punch coming. I mean, it was like, here it comes. He telegraphed the punch, and he still got through, and, you know, Jack has no defense, and Jack obviously doesn't have much of a chin either, and I think Floyd Mayweather saw that, so don't be surprised if he's not long for the stable. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, not that good of a fighter. Badu Jack, 16-1, 9 KOs. Undefeated middleweight prospect Chris Pearson, 14-0, 10 KOs, survived a knockdown in round 6 to take a close 8-round split nod over Leonardo Tyner. Tyner now 31-9-2, 20 KOs. Some people thought that Tyner won that fight. One judge had a 76-75 for Tyner, and the other two judges had a 78-73 for Mr. Pearson. Pretty good fight, Scar. Pretty good fights. You know, for a Friday night, it wasn't bad. Seriously, if you're a boxing fan and, you know, you watch these fights on the internet if you can, Box Nation or something like that, you get to split up screens, you get to watch two things at the same time, you know, versus the TV when you're sitting there trying to flip channels back and forth, or maybe if you got that one cable system where it allows you to watch a little screen inside of a big screen, you can watch both fights, but, you know, you just can't do it. That's why the internet's just taken over as far as boxing and MMA is concerned, is that, you know, you can watch more than one event at the same time, and I think that these promoters ought to get hip to it and start offering more pay-per-views on the internet. They just don't seem to want to offer that much. And, you know, the quality is there. And, of course, the quality was put forth by the porn industry. You got to thank the porn industry for the good quality. They spent millions and millions investing in different software and different options and things like that. Because I don't know if you remember, but video and audio on the internet early on used to be real choppy. You know, you could hear me on my show back in 1992 when I started on the internet. In fact, I was the first sports show on the internet with the Talk America Radio Network back in the day. And you could hear me. I listened to my broadcast afterwards on the internet, and you just chop it up. I'd talk for a couple of minutes, and then I'd lose me for 30 seconds, and I'd come back and this and that, and not anymore. The porn industry has got the video down. They've got the audio down. It's going on, of course. This whole thing as far as watching things on your mobile phone, you can watch, I think, 30% of the action we get on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, is from portable devices like tablets and Android phones and smartphones and that kind of stuff. So that's the new edge. You know, when the scientist told me in 1967, I was a wee lad, he told me not too far from the Sports Byline Studios here in San Francisco, just about 6-7 blocks away down in the Golden Gate Parkway, he said this was going to be the new model for the city. It was an apartment complex with a Safeway downstairs and a dry cleaner and a drugstore and all that kind of good stuff. And he said, also, he brought us into a room with a bunch of computers in it. The computers were the size of a car almost, like two refrigerators. And he said, yeah, and everybody will have one of these in their house by the year 2000. And I looked at this guy and thought, man, he must be smoking some stuff I don't know nothing about. Because, you know, that he's crazy. And then he said there would be more portable phones in the world come year 2000 than there would be home telephones. Well, he was right on both fronts. And he's long been past, I'm sure, because he was like 70 or 80 when he said this. But the bottom line is the old man, he was right. Give him his props. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Time to talk about tonight's fights. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. When I say junior, I mean junior. Bottom line is he's taking on Brian Vera in a rematch. Of course, a couple of fighters across the pond. Ricky Burns going to fight Terrence Crawford. Lots of stuff to talk about right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You want to join me? You can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I've been in the ring with the right fighters, and I've been through the trenches. So, you know, a lot of these last few opponents Floyd Mayweather's had, you know, he's handpicked them. He's had them at the right time and picked them at the right time where he knew he had the upper hand on them. He got to me, you know, the mandatory way to fight him, a guy that's hungry and a guy that wants to go out there and make it happen.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My mother said it's never bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing. The next segment we change to MMA, of course. UFC 170, UFC 171, UFC Fight Night. Lots of UFC stuff. Talk about Bellator as well. Let's talk about tonight's fights. Of course, HBO going live from the Alamo Dome, home of the robbery back in the 1990s when Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. escaped with a draw against Pernell Whitaker. You know, Pernell Whitaker painted him like a Mexican picket fence, a brown picket fence. I mean, it was like as easy as painting the fence, and over 12 rounds, I couldn't believe it. I still am blown away by the fact that that fight was called a draw. Of course, I bet that fight with the great late Jack Tatum, the NFL Hall of Famer. They called him Assassin. Remember the book? Remember he paralyzed Daryl Stingley with that hit? Daryl Stingley, I think, was with the New England Patriots when Tatum caught him coming across the middle and being the hard hitter that he was. He just hit him. I mean, Jack was a hard hitter. Jack, rest his soul, he passed away a couple of years ago from diabetes. But the bottom line was we used to bet the fights together at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. When the the 11th round of the Chavez-Whitaker fight was going on. I went over and gave him my $50. I thought I had lost the fight. I had bet on Chavez, okay? And then when I called the fight a draw, I went over and asked for my money back. He said, you got the nerve to ask for your money back? I said, listen, it's like this. If the game was a tie, you'd have to give me my money back. This fight was a tie. You've got to give me my money back. So he laughed and gave me the cash back. But he always chided me about that up until the day that he died. He was a great guy. I'm talking about Jack Cade, my big sports fan. We always saw him over at Ricky's Sports Theater, of course, in San Leandro, California. We can check all the fights, be it USC, be it you name it. Boxing, it's all there. Go to Ricky's.com. Ricky's.com. They're on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple blocks off of East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. Ricky's Sports Theater, a fantastic place to hang out. Now, Chavez now tonight, I've got him a 3-1 favorite. Now, talk about the real money. Other places have got him up as like a high as 4, 4.5 to 1. But the bottom line is few people are jumping on the underdog. After the weigh-in yesterday, Chavez appeared to have made the weight okay, 167.5. He didn't look drawn. He didn't look gaunt. He looked like he made it the right way, training. He's 47-1-1, 32 KOs. Of course, that 47-1 should probably be like 47-3 because there's a couple of fights, including the Vera fight, in which he's definitely lost and gotten a nod on. But Vera's 23, I think, and 7 with 14 KOs. Somehow I've got him in the record here. It's 23-2, but I think he's 23-7. I'm not sure. And I got to check on that. Chavez, as I said, a favorite. He's getting all the action. Vera, you know, he's just got to do a lot more than just be a mosquito. I mean, last time he was just a pesky mosquito that would not go away, would not stop bothering Julio Cesar Chavez. I think he's got to do that and a lot more to walk away with a win. Now, on the undercard, one of the best fighters to come out of the amateurs in history, Vasyl Lomachenko, 396-1 as an amateur, two-time world champion, two-time Olympic champion, gold medalist. Okay, he's fighting for the WBO 126-pound title by himself because the defending champion, Orlando Salido, who comes in at 40-12 with 2 draws and 28 KOs. Of course, he's got the spanked Juan Dunn Lopez. He spanked him twice, and of course, Mikey Garcia spanked Orlando Salido. But 40-12, 2 draws, 38 KOs. Vasyl Lomachenko is 1-0 as a pro with 1 KO, and I got Lomachenko like a 4-1 favorite. I think the difference in class here is just like. It's like a race car going up against a Volvo, okay? Beating around the track, you're not going to beat the race car, and you're not going to beat the race car here. That's what the class level is just different. Take that back. How about a race car against like a VW Bug? Hey, at the end of the day, Lomachenko's going to win this fight. He will be the WBO 126-pound title holder. Also on the card, guy that's been on the show many times in the past. I thought he was headed to law school, but he ended up being a successful contractor. I'm talking about Juan Diaz, 38-4, former lightweight champion, 19 KOs out of Houston, Texas. He's taking on Gerardo Robles, 16-12, 7 KOs. He wins with this one. He's a 4-1 favorite. He wins with this one, but he made his money already. So he's fighting for glory, and he wins here. But as far as beating upper echelon guys, I don't know. We go across the pond. WBO super middleweight title holder Robert Stieglitz. Of course, I met him in Budapest, Hungary in August at the WBO Congress. Of course, that's held over there in They had a wonderful time, and Stieglitz turns out to be a pretty good personality, but he's a minus 200 favorite to retain his title against former two-time champion, two-division champion, Arthur Abraham. Abraham comes in a plus 225 favorite. This is a rubber match. The series tied at 1-1. I don't know why Stieglitz is favored by 2-1 because Abraham can still rumble a little bit. I guess it's based on their last fight, but I would have it a little bit closer than that. And as far as Stieglitz winning, he's probably get the slight lean here. ESPN3.com. Write this down. ESPN3.com will stream this fight live on the internet in probably about 2 hours. So it's like 11:30 p.m. Pacific time, 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. I figured this fight should go off at about 1 o'clock, 1:30 Pacific time. So 4:30 Eastern time, hit ESPN3.com. You can watch a good card from across the pond. Now, we go to the home of the Scots. I'm talking about Glasgow, Scotland. The iconic figure that he is, Ricky Burns, of course, who got the benefit of, I'm talking about hometown cooking. When he took on Ray Beltran last September, Beltran broke his jaw, like a big long line cracking his jaw. He had to have a titanium plate put in there, and now he's fighting, you know, a pretty good fight in Terrence Crawford. All right, he's a 225 favorite to win. I'm talking about Crawford. Burns, a 225 favorite to lose, as far as the odds makers are concerned. But I'm going to tell you, I really don't think that Burns is all that good, and I thought that Beltran should have got the shot, the reach match against Burns because he beat him handily. And it was even Burns' promoter, I think it was one of Barry Hearn or somebody, said, you know, he didn't think that Ricky had won that night and he didn't deserve to have his hand raised. He did not deserve to leave the ring with his title. I think that was the exact quote from the promoter. And when the promoter says that, you know something's smelly. Okay, you just know it. Anyway, that's across the pond. You can watch that fight probably on the internet as well if you look around real hard. The bottom line is that's where the fights are nowadays, on the internet. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, March 2014, the beginning of the boxing season. In fact, it's been a drought of sort, even here in California and the boxing world. So the bottom line is things are starting to get rolling here. Julio Cesar Chavez tonight and Brian Vera, but Lomachenko's going to steal the show. And then on next week, we've got a fight that, attention TV pirates, there's a Mexican fiesta going down in Las Vegas. Saul Canelo Alvarez takes on Alfredo Pero Angulo. Okay, Pero means dog, and I think that Canelo will probably dog him. But are you feeling $70 for this? Are you feeling $70 high definition is worth a gamble? This fight might be the Ali Frazier of our time. I don't think so. What about something on the undercard? Anything on the undercard that would make you want to spend $70? Well, let's see. Any thunder and lightning? Leo Santa Cruz and Christian Mahares. Mahares is old and tired. Santa Cruz on the way up. Santa Cruz probably wins that going away. Omar Figueroa and Ricardo Alvarez, WBC 135-pound title. I don't know. Carlos Molina and Jermall Charlo at the IBF 154-pound title. Are you feeling 70 clams here, folks? Are you feeling 70 clams or just clammy? I'll pass on that card. March 15th, of course, Fighter of the Year, co-Fighter of the Year was Gennady Golovkin. Talk about world 140-pound champion Danny Garcia, a Puerto Rican based in Philadelphia, engages Mauricio Herrera when he makes his island debut in what on paper looks like a rout for the kid that's coming off the drubbing of Lucas Matisse, of course. I mean, Danny Garcia is the real deal. Fighter of the Year, world 140-pound champion. Got to give him his props. He was the Fighter of the Year for 2013, I thought, with Gennady Golovkin. Golovkin faced lesser talent, but I thought he performed more and he was exciting, and I thought that it's just a co-honor. I think they both should get it, and you can't just, you know, so I split it up, 1A and 1B. And remember, everybody has a glass jaw until proven otherwise, and I guess that's going to be the way that that a lot of people look at Gennady Golovkin. I think he's been hit, and I don't think he's got a glass jaw at all. I mean, somebody said to me the other day, and I won't mention who it was, but he was a world-ranked fighter. He said to me, you know, what's Golovkin done? I said, what do you mean, what's he done? He's licked everybody like a stamp. He's knocked out people with body shots. He's knocked out people with head shots. He throws combinations. He's got a good jab. His defense isn't bad. What's your beef? How could you have a beef with that guy? You just couldn't, okay? Of course, on that card with Danny Garcia is going to be Deontay Wilder, 30-0, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist as a heavyweight from the USA. Deontay Wilder, 30-0, 30 whacks, 30 knockouts of 30 hobos. He's taking on a man with a pulse, albeit a faint one, in Malik Scott. Malik Scott's a once-beaten fighter, and as I said, a glass jaw until proven otherwise. And Larry Merchant said there's got to be a reason why the 2008 Olympic bronze medal winner, talking about Wilder, has been moved so slow. End of quote. That was from Larry Merchant. There's got to be a reason. Does he have a glass jaw? I don't know. On that same card, the guy that I just mentioned, Juan Dunma Lopez. I'm talking about Juan Manuel Lopez. They called him Juan Ma. He's Dunma. And the bottom line is he resembles Puerto Rican legend and ex-world 122-pound champion Wilfredo Vasquez, who is now taller laying down than he is standing up between fights. I mean, the guy goes up to like 180, 185, then comes back down to 130, 134. Is he nuts? But he does it. And it's not good for his body, and I think that's the reason why he went downhill so fast playing with that weight. And I think he'll get lit up this time. He's going to fight a guy that he knocked out in one round back in 2008, but that was 2008. And he's not nearly the fighter he once was, okay? And he's went 3-3, and talk about the fighter he's going to face on the undercard there. It'll be Daniel Ponce de Leon. And, of course, that will be on Showtime. And, you know, Ponce de Leon, not the greatest fighter in the world. He was like 34-1 or something like that when Juan Manuel Lopez starched him one round. But, you know, in Dunma's last three fights, he's went 3-3 in his last six. Three KO wins, but, oh, the three KO losses with two perpetrated by Orlando Salido and, of course, the aforementioned Mikey Garcia. At the end of the day, Juan Ma is done. On Saturday, March 29th, HBO goes from Atlantic City, New Jersey, and the reason why they're going from AC is they've got the WBO 175-pound killer, Sergey Kovalev, unbeaten, going to rock with a guy named Cedric Agnew. Agnew's, he's not a bad fighter, but he's going to get beaten down here. I think this guy's the best light heavyweight in the world and probably one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world. He's just not getting his props yet. Not enough people know him. Talk about Sergey Kovalev. Of course, he wants to fight Adonis Stevenson, and Adonis Stevenson is the Kronk gym fighter that wears the Kronk gold still when he's 175-pound IBF champion. But he's got technical flaws. I think Sergey just knocks him out. Speaking of knockouts, we're talking MMA, the UFC, Bellator, and more on the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to work hard all day. At the end of the week, you collect your pay.
That's just where it's at.
Ah, the beauty of ballads. Tower of Power, Michael Jeffries on lead, an album that was never released until 1999, even though it was recorded circa 1982. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. Let's talk results first. First, we go to last week, of course, the first queen of MMA. I'm talking about the first lady of MMA. Ronda Rousey, still undefeated now, 9-0 with a sharp shot. I mean, wow, talk about a knee to the liver. She knocked out Sarah McMahon with a knee to liver. The referee, Herb Dean, thought the fight should have been stopped. People in the crowd didn't think so. They're calling for a return bout. I think Ronda's booked until 2015. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But the bottom line is Ronda Rousey now undefeated. The only person that's gone any distance with her, like Misha Tate went into the fourth round, but she like lost every round. So did it matter? I mean, does it matter? Ronda's mean, man. Ronda's the real deal. And she took care of McMahon last week. Like I said, some people think the call was a little too quick by the referee. But I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Anyway, we'll talk about Ronda in just a minute. But Rousey, of course, as far as her future is concerned, she's a bronze medal winner in judo in 2008. McMahon was a silver medalist in wrestling. So they're both Olympians. But it looked like a drubbing on paper when it was announced. But, nah, she was a good fighter. She was all right. I mean, she landed some shots on Rousey that Rousey's never, ever been hit with. Not in the fight that I saw. Okay, wow. So she wins that. The time was like 1:06, and the Rowdy one is still undefeated. Now, of course, Hollywood is next up for Ronda. She'll be filming the TV series Entourage as I speak, I believe, in the next couple of weeks. And then she'll be going back after a late summer fight. She'll be going back into the Hollywood studios, I believe, to work on something called Athena. Some series of movies based on a book by some guy named Thor out of New York City. And they became partners and friends, and Ronda and him got together, and Ronda's going to do this. And Ronda's going to be a huge star. I told you this a long time ago. Everybody laughed at me when I said she was going to become the most prolific fighter in MMA history. People laughed. Well, I'm telling you, she's making the crossover. She's bringing people over. People are talking. Women are talking over the water cooler and things like that. Do you know there's a chick that can fight? She's beautiful, too. Yeah, she doesn't look like a man. She doesn't look like she needs a shave, like maybe Chris Cyborg Santos. We'll get to that in just a second. But, you know, she's beautiful, she can fight, and she's the real deal. So I think women are going to fall over head over heels for her in the next coming pay-per-views. I think she's out there now, and the women know, and the men know, and everybody's going to get on the Ronda bandwagon, and, you know, she'll ride it all the way to Hollywood. She may be the biggest star ever to come out of MMA and then go into Hollywood. Gina Carano, look out. Ronda's on your tail here. Speaking of Chris Cyborg Santos, the Invicta 145-pound title holder as featherweight, she says she will drop to 135 pounds in April for a title go with an Invicta title fight at 135 pounds, hoping to meet Ronda Rousey in the final UFC pay-per-view of 2014. Interesting, because, you know, that's the fight everybody wants to see as far as women's MMA is concerned. I mean, and that would be a great fight to end the year with. Ronda ending the year like circa, you know, a little after Christmas, before New Year, somewhere around there. Should be a good card. Have that one in Las Vegas. Everybody will eat that one up, folks. But I'm telling you, Chris Cyborg Santos, if she can make 135 pounds, and she says she can, she's going to fight Ronda Rousey. And this is a fight that Ronda wants. Remember, Ronda said she can shoot horse semen in both eyeballs as far as steroids are concerned. She could care less. She's going to beat that girl. Good luck. And then Chris Cyborg Santos does need a shave, and she's built like a man. I mean, built like a man. Even though, still, I would make Ronda a slight favorite there. But Cyborg Santos, probably the most well-balanced women fighter as far as that 145 to 135-pound division around there. She's probably the most polished. She's probably got a little bit more skills as far as Brazilian jiu-jitsu and things like that are concerned. But, you know, Ronda's got that judo, and now Ronda's striking. So look out for Ronda. Ronda's not a one-trick pony. Daniel Cormier, he's been on the show in the past, still undefeated, dropped a light heavyweight, now 14-0. I had him as 15-0, but he beat up a guy named Patrick Cummins, who was like a sacrificial lamb. The time was 1:19, a TKO-1 loser was Cummins by punches. And I tell you, Daniel's the real deal. I mean, the only guy that he probably can't whoop right now is Cain Velasquez. That's his stablemate down there at the American Kickboxing Academy in Silicon Valley. Okay, but outside of that, I think he beats just about every heavyweight out there. And now he's dropping the light heavyweight, and I think John Jones got something to worry about. You know, if John Jones gets past Glover Teixeira, he's supposed to do that, okay? And they have the rematch with Alex Gustafson, and he gets by that. Oh, that's not a walk in the park either, okay? There would be a good fight between Daniel Cormier and John Jones towards the end of the year. In fact, that would be a great double main event as far as the end of the year pay-per-view is concerned. Ronda Rousey, Chris Cyborg Santos, and, hey, man, you can't beat that. John Jones, I mean, John Jones is the real deal. But guess what? So is Daniel Cormier. In fact, I think he's more of an impressive athlete. He's been in the Olympics. He's been a national champion, Pan Am Games, all that kind of good stuff. You know, John Jones, a little bit light in the experience category as far as his amateur pedigree is concerned. But
Looking at the big picture, John Jones got a lot to worry about if he gets by Glover Teixeira and Alex Gustafsson of Sweden. In fact, he's not going to fight Gustafsson in Sweden. I think he should go over to Sweden and fight him. I think they'd be great, but it'll be like the pay-per-view. It'll be this pay-per-view if John Jones and Cormier fight together on the same card with Rousey and Cyborg Santos. This will be like the NFL Super Bowl of MMA. Rory McDonald's a winner, a unanimous winner in three rounds over Damian Maia. Scores are pretty one-sided, 29-28 across the board. Mike Pyle, remember him? He was in Men in Black 3, and he was on this show too. TKO winner over T.J. Waldenberger. Waldenberger can fight a little bit. A strike, those were strikes ended that fight. 4 minutes and 3 seconds of the first round. Stephen Thompson, TKO one winner over Robert Whittaker. Pretty good fight there. Strikes stopped at a 3:43 of the first round. Alexis Davis, a split decision winner over Jessica Eye. And, you know, Davis wasn't all that impressive. So as far as her fighting Ronda in the future, I don't know. Ronda walks all over her. Rafael Asuncao, unanimous winner in three rounds over Pedro Munhoz, 30-27 across the board. Abraham Sterling, unanimous winner in three rounds over Cody Gibson. Zach Mikowski was the winner over Josh Sampo. Eric Koch was the winner over Rafael Oliveira. And that was a TKO in one round, minute and 24 seconds, a TKO with punches. And Ernest Chavez was a split decision winner over Yossi Sedeno. Now look, we had fights just now, just coming across the tube from Macau. Seriously, UFC fight night. Dong Hung Kim defeated John Hathaway with a KO, spinning back elbow. And it was three rounds, minute and 2 seconds of the third round. This was on Fox Sports 1. Welterweight Zhang Lisping took out Wang Sai. I guess these are Chinese fighters. Split decision 28-28, 29-28. 27-30 and 29-28. So the two winning scores were 29-28. Matt Matrone, remember him? He got in trouble for calling Fallon Fox a freak because Fallon was born a man and had that sex change operation, was fighting women until she got knocked out silly about a month and a half, 2 months ago. More power to her. I think that was an unfair advantage, having a man fight a woman, but she was doing it. Anyway, Matrone stuck his foot in his mouth and said a few things that weren't all that politically correct, and the UFC sort of slapped him on the wrist for it. But he beat Sean Jordan last night. And these guys are heavyweights, folks. He beat Sean Jordan with a KO-1, and they were shots, and his bottom line was 4 minutes and 59 seconds. Featherweight on the card, Hatsu Hayoko beat Ivan Menjahar. Didn't Uriah Faber have a win over Ivan? I think he did. Decision was unanimous across 29-28, or two rounds to one. The undercard, preliminary card, UFC Fight Pass, lightweights, Yu Chum Nam, they're really getting a lot of Asian fighters over there. Von Lee was a winner. Wang Inyang was a winner, and so was Mark Edeva. And the bottom line is, you know, things are going well as far as Macau's concerned, because Macau's got the money. That's what you go where the money's at. Okay, Bob Arum and those guys aren't doing the boxing, guys. They're not going over for nothing. They're going over there because of money. Okay, let's talk about Gustafsson just for a second. Alex Gustafsson, of course, having that close decision against John Jones last year in a fight that some people thought that John Jones lost. Okay, he's going to be coming back March the 15th. Take that back, March the 8th from the O2 Arena in London, the UK. He's going to be in the main event, and he's a good-looking fighter. I mean, he really is. I mean, people thought he was unproven. People said, you know, he fights out of Sweden. He fights nothing but guys in his hometown. But, you know, he proved he can fight when he took on John Jones, I thought, and won a close decision over John Jones. Didn't get the call 3 rounds or 2, but he probably should have. And he was taking on Jimmy Manua, and that'll be a light heavyweight, about 205 pounds or less. Also on the card, lightweight Michael Johnson against his Melvin Gillard. Brad Pickett at flyweight, 125 pounds, taking on Neil Siri in a welterweight contest. Gunnar Nelson at 170 pounds, taking on Omar Akhmadov. And his light heavyweight card on the light heavyweight bout, a middleweight bout. Lots of good fights. You can always check out all these fights at USC.com. As far as the upcoming fights are concerned, okay? And, of course, the next big pay-per-view for the UFC is concerned, and I think this is going to be a good, good fight. Robbie Lawler is going to challenge. I think he's going to challenge the uncrowned welterweight champion of the world. I'm talking about Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks, he beat GSP that last time out, didn't get the call. GSP retired. He was upset that the UFC did not come with him as far as him wanting to do voluntary anti-doping association tests or WADA tests or whatever, and Hendricks didn't want to do it, and the UFC didn't back GSP on that, and GSP was a little ticked, so GSP retired, and Johnny Hendricks now taking on Robbie Lawler, Carlos Condit on the card, taking on Tyrone Woodley. I'm going to go with Condit on there. Diego Sanchez, remember him? Fight of the year last year, if not fight of the decade, man. Him and Gilbert Melendez, by the way, Gilbert Melendez has signed with the Bellator Fighting Championships, and
The USC is supposed to match their offer. I hear they're not going to match the offer, and he's going to go over and fight for Bellator and get something like $250,000 to $275,000 a fight. Gilbert Melendez out of El Nino, out of the city and county of San Francisco right here, a good fighter, maybe the best lightweight in the world. Of course, he had that very controversial decision with Benson Henderson last year, where a lot of people thought he won. And Diego Sanchez, good fighter, but not a great, great fighter. Gilbert Melendez, I think, is a great fighter, but he's got those permanent shoulder injuries. I think that's always going to be a problem for him. Another San Franciscan on the card, Jake Shields takes on Hector Lombard. Hector Lombard being the former Bellator middleweight champion. These guys are dropping down to welterweight now, 170 pounds. And a light heavyweight on the card, Ovince St. Preux taking on Nikita Krolov. No Russian guys. That's good. Russian guys are hungry. I'm telling you, when you got to wipe your butt with a rock, you know, you get hungry. That's why those guys fight so hard to get out of there. That's why you see these fighters from the former Soviet Republic rising to the upper echelon of boxing and MMA. Why? They're hungry. Americans aren't hungry like that. It just isn't in them. The preliminary card on Fox Sports 1, formerly the Speed Channel, Kelvin Gastelum's taking on Rick Story. Raquel Pennington taking on Jessica Andrade. That's a woman's bantamweight fight. Maybe one of those guys, women, could be a challenger for Ronda. Featherweight's Dennis Bermudez taking on Jimmy Hettis. And welterweight's Sean Spencer and Alex Garcia. The UFC Fight Pass card is a lightweight bout, a flyweight bout, a middleweight bout, and a featherweight bout. And at the end of the day, pretty good fight card, but everybody's going to be talking about that main event. Johnny Hendricks, the uncrowned world welterweight champion, finally getting his... You know, it's nice when you see Carmen come back and take care of a guy well. I mean, he got robbed against GSP. There's no question about it. He won, definitely. GSP won in one round, I thought. That was the third round. Outside of that, I thought it was all Hendricks 4-1. Most people thought it was Hendricks 4-1 or 3-2. And for it to go the other way for GSP, well, you know, Dana White said he only won one round. That sort of alienated GSP from the from Dana White and his group. So he's pissed off at them, and they're mad at him for wanting to go with the voluntary anti-doping association testing. You know, the UFC isn't all for this testing stuff. They're not. They should be. They should be pro-testing, and they're not. They're really not as pro as I want them to be. They're not as proactive as I thought they would be. They're more reactive. They want to react, sort of like the Nevada State Athletic Commission. You know, instead of developing new tests and always trying to stay on top of things, they were sort of like, you know, behind the ball as far as guys were using masking agents and things like that and getting by. I mean, Evander Holyfield, I mean, how many years did he get by the Nevada State Athletic Commission? Come on. You knew he was taking steroids. How about the FedEx guy that delivered steroids to his home about 2 years ago, took a picture with him? Yeah, Evan Fields is the name we used to get these steroids, I think, from the Signature Pharmacy in Florida. And when the FedEx guy delivered them, realized it was Evander, they took like a picture with his cell phone camera. And what he was delivering was steroids, anabolic steroids. Yeah, oh, God. I heard he has atrophied testicles, all kinds of weird stuff, man. You mess around with them steroids for a long period of time, it ain't good. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we're here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. Then we come back on Sunday, another live show, 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Yeah, where's Herman when you need him? The Munsters. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. This out of Nevada, Vitor Belfort, of course, the phenom from Brazil, he has told Fox Sports 1 early Friday that he has pulled out of his May 24th middleweight title fight with champion Chris Weidman, the undefeated Weidman, of course, the man that beat Anderson Silva not once but twice, was supposed to be the main event at UFC 173, and he's pulled out of that, the May 24th fight, because the Nevada State Athletic Commission has now banned, they banned testosterone replacement therapy. 4-0 was the vote yesterday on Thursday to ban the use of testosterone replacement therapy effective immediately. Right on. I'm going to write about this until the cows come home. This is probably the best thing Nevada State Athletic Commission has done in a very long time. So Vitor Belfort and these guys that are cheating to use testosterone replacement therapy, which is legalized steroids, I'm not down with it. No way, no how. Speaking of Bellator, Bellator was on Friday night on Spike TV. Quentin Rampage Jackson, the former UFC light heavyweight champion, long in the tooth, defeated Kristen Mbombou at KO at 434 of round number one. King Mo, Muhammad Lawal, he defeated Mikel Zayats by a unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board. Those two guys will meet in the Bellator light heavyweight finals. So, and also on the card was Mike Bissett was a winner, Will Martinez was a winner, Desmond Green was a winner. But the bottom line is this fight between Quentin Rampage Jackson and Muhammad Lawal, I don't know. Malal's, I think, got a glass jaw. And Rampage, he's done. Stick a fork in him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, Saturdays and Sundays, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time on many of these same sports byline stations. Of course, live on the internet at ringtalk.com. And you can always catch us on iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. We're all over the place. So next time, much peace, much respect.